The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter Number 20, Texts Number 7 through 13, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshanda Sathikari, recorded on June 20th, 2008, in Auckland, New Zealand.
So today we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter Number 20, Texts 7 through 13. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vlakshasa samane nikshurasa denarita yata tatadito pishamalo dviguna vishalaha samane nasura denavritta parivrinkte yatra havai shamali plakshayama Yashyam vaha kila lilayam mahur Bhagavatas chandastutta patantri rajasya sadipa hutaye upalakshyate tadvipadvipati priya vrittatmajo yagya bahu svasutebhyaha septavyastan namani sapt Tavashani vyabhyajat surochanam Samanashyam ramanakam deva varsham paribhadram apyamanam avigyatum iti. Teshu varshadrayo nashi chataptvai vabhinatad svarashahas satasrigno Vamadeva kundo mukunda pushpa varsha sahasrushiriti anumati Sinivali sarasvati kuhu rajani nandaraketi Tad varsha purusha srutadara viradhara vasudana sharanara sangya Bhagavantam vedamayam samantam samam atmanam vedena yajante Svagopi pitri devebhyo vibhajan krishna suklayo Prajanam sarvasham raja nidanso mona vastviti Evam surodad bahistadvi guna samena navrito gritodena yata purva kushadvi po yasmin kushastambo deva kritastadvi pak yakaro jvalana iva parasva svashpa rochisa disho virajayati. Translation. Plakshadweep is surrounded by an ocean of sugarcane juice, equal in breadth to the island itself. Similarly, there is another island, Shamalidweep, twice as broad as Plakshadweep, 400,000 yojanas, or 3,200,000 miles, and surrounded by an equally broad body of water called Shirasagara, the ocean that tastes like liquor. On Shamalidweep, there is a Shamali tree from which the island takes its name. That tree is as broad and as tall as the Plaksha tree. In other words, 100 yojanas is 800 miles broad and 1,100 yojanas is 8,800 miles tall. Learned scholars say that this gigantic tree is the residence of Garuda, the king of all birds and carrier of Lord Vishnu. In that tree, Garuda offers Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, his Vedic prayers. The sons of Maharaj Priyavrata, named Yajnabahu, the master of Shamali Dweep, divided the island into 7 tracts of land which he gave to his 7 sons. The names of these divisions, which correspond to the names of the sons, are Surochana, Samanasya, Ramanaka, Devavarsha, Haribhadra, Apyayana, and Avighyapa. In those tracts of land, there are 7 mountains: Svarasa, Shatashringa, Vamadev, Kunda, Mukunda, Pushpavarsha, and Sahasrashruti. There are also 7 rivers: Anumati, Sinivali, Sarasvati, Kuhu, Rajani, Nanda, and Raka. They are all still existing. Strictly following the call of Varnashram Dharma, the inhabitants of those islands, who are known as Shrutidharas, Viradharas, Vasundharas, and Ishandharas, all worship the expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead named Soma, the moon god. The inhabitants of Somali Dweeb worship the demigod of the moon in the following words. By his own rays, the moon god has divided the month into 2 fortnights known as Shukla and Krishna for the distribution of food grains to the pitas and the demigods. The demigod of the moon is he who divides time, and he is the king of all of the residents of the universe. We therefore pray that he may remain our king and guide, and we offer him our respectful obeisances. Outside the ocean of liquor is another island known as Kushadweep, which is 800,000 yojanas, 6,400,000 miles wide, twice as wide as the ocean of liquor. As Shamali Dweep is surrounded by a liquor ocean, Kushadweep is surrounded by an ocean of liquid ghee as broad as the island itself. On Kushadweep there are clumps of kusha grass from which the island takes its name. This kusha grass, which was created by the demigods by the will of the Supreme Lord, appears like a second form of fire, but with very mild and pleasing flames. Its young shoots illuminate all directions. Purport. By his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. From the descriptions in this verse, we can make an educated guess about the nature of the flames on the moon. Like the sun, the moon must be also full of flames, because without flames there cannot be illumination. The flames on the moon, however, unlike those on the sun, must be mild and pleasing. This is our conviction. The modern theory that the moon is full of dust is not accepted in the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. In regard to this verse, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Shushas Pani Sukho Mala Shikastesang Rochisa. The kusha grass illuminates all directions, but its flames are very mild and pleasing. This gives some idea of the flames existing on the moon. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Pada Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajiva Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. So, if the scientists tell us one thing about the moon, and Srila Prabhupada tells us something about the moon, who will we accept? Will we take the scientific version, or will you take Prabhupada's version? The faithful disciple will take the version of the spiritual master. Yasya deve para bhaktir tata deve tata guru tasyaite yatihara prakashante mahatmana. That only unto those souls who have unflinching faith in the words of the spiritual master are the imports of Vedic knowledge revealed. So if one wants to doubt the words of the spiritual master, you will never realize the Vedas. That's a fact. When Prabhupada was telling us that we didn't really go to the moon, his servant was very disturbed. And he brought a television showing the moon landing into Prabhupada's room and said, "See, Srila Prabhupada?" Prabhupada never accepted it. And that servant left the movement very soon after that. So it's still a point of contention. Did we land on the moon or we did not land on the moon? Prabhupada said various things. He suggested that they may have landed on Rahu. You see, Rahu, by his mystic power, could divert them to his planet, which is a wasteland. Another, even if they did land on the moon, they weren't able to clear customs, you see. In other words, the actual atmosphere of the moon is very subtle. You acquire actual qualification to enter into the moon's civilization. It's a heavenly civilization. You can't force your way in. Someone may try to force land their way into New Zealand, but if they don't have a proper documentation, they'll be sent back to their country of origin, you see. You try to sneak in. So, even if they went to the moon, they couldn't clear customs. They didn't have the proper qualification to enter the moon atmosphere. So there are different things that can be understood. The real point is we have to have unflinching faith in the words of Srila Prabhupada. So then the question is, well, why should we? That's what the materialists would say. Well, why should you put your faith in the words of this person over what the scientists are telling us? Why would you want to do that? You see, that would be the question. Well, why have I done that? I have done that because I was suffering in this material existence like anything. I was looking for how I could serve the will of God. And I couldn't find anybody who could teach me how to serve the will of God. I couldn't find anyone who could teach me. I couldn't find anybody who was actually doing that himself, what to speak of being able to teach it to me. But then when I found Srila Prabhupada, here's a person who is actually doing it. He's living strictly according to the will of God, and he's teaching others how to do the same thing. It's not some concocted thing, but it's the bona fide process of how to fully surrender oneself unto the instructions of the Supreme Person, the origin of all existence. Therefore, I accepted the shelter of Srila Prabhupada, because he is purely representing the teachings of that person who is indeed the origin of all existence. Therefore, I trust his version of the moon. And I'm sure that in due course of time, All of these things that Prabhupada stated will prove to be correct, and the scientists will have to admit, yes. Everything that Prabhupada has given us will be corroborated by, in due course of time, everything will be corroborated. Those persons who put their faith now in Srila Prabhupada, they will get the advantage. They will get the advantage of becoming spiritually perfect. Those who doubt, they remain in the cycle of birth and death. Sometimes a human being, sometimes an animal, sometimes a plant, they have to take their karma. And that karma is not very nice. Sometimes it's somewhat nice and sometimes it's very bad. Karma chakra puts us up and down. But those persons who actually take shelter of the pure devotee of Krishna, you see, they are on the safe side. Because that pure devotee teaches them how to take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Samashrataye palava plava pavam puna, what is that? Samashrataye palava palava plava pavam mahatpatam punya jasho marare bhavam vadir vatsa parang param padam padam vivam yam vivatam nate sham. That those persons who take shelter of the abode of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, which are the shelter of the cosmic manifestation, and that Krishna, who is known as Murari, the killer of the Murad demon, you see, they are able to easily cross over this insurmountable ocean of material existence. The material ocean is very, very vast. It is uncrossable. By one's own power, it is impossible to cross that material ocean. It is completely unsurpassable. But that completely, totally unsurpassable material ocean becomes reduced down to the amount of water within the hoofprint of a calf for one who has taken shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. So in this way, these devotees, they go for that padam-padam, the supreme destination. Not that place, padam-padam, yam-padam, te-sham. Not that place where there is danger at every step. So we have our choice. We can take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna and Srila Prabhupada, or we can neglect. We have the free choice to do as we like. No one's forcing us. This Krishna Ganga's movement, we are simply educating people. Then you do what you like. Krishna told Arjuna the science of bhakti, and he said, now you do what you like. There's no question of force, you see. So an intelligent person, he will understand the truth of these teachings. And he will follow them very carefully, very sincerely. And by so doing, he will achieve the supreme destination. He will become enlightened with spiritual knowledge. He will become fixed in the haitaki bhakti. Those who seriously follow this pathway and pray for the mercy of the pure devotees, they become solidly fixed in this pathway. They advance very nicely along the pathway. There are the various steps: Shraddha, faith, Sadhu Sangha, association, Bhajana Kriya, initiation. And then, Anartana Vritti, they give up all the bad habits, all the dirt, they give it up. No more dirt. Clean out all that crud in the heart. Anartana Vritti. And then solidly fixed in Krishna consciousness. Nishta. And then, when you're fixed, what comes next? Oh, the most wonderful flavor is there. The delicious flavor of Krishna bhakti, ruchi, that comes. And then, one becomes very, very solidly attached to Krishna consciousness, and to Krishna asakti, and then bhava and prema. So this process works. If we simply work the process, it will work. Do not doubt it for a minute. This process will enable you to achieve the desired success of going back to the transcendental existence, far, far beyond this miserable ocean of birth and death. We simply have to follow this pathway carefully. Mahajano yena gatasya panta. Follow the pathway of these great acharyas. We simply have to do that without any deviation. And then all success, all happiness, all perfection will be ours. So, today we are leaving, and we thank you very much for so kindly caring for us here. While we were here, we appreciate your kindness and hospitality. So, are there any questions? Yes. Speak up then.
Is there a possibility?
Possibility.
That since Krishna has to maintain an illusion, he sometimes, even his closest associates, he may also make them unwitting parties. He may reveal himself to certain people. But at the same time, he also let certain of his dearmost servants be unwitting parties to the illusion. In other words,
do you understand the question? What's the question? Krishna revealed himself to Narada Muni, but then he removed himself from Narada Muni's vision. That was for a purpose. That was to increase the hankering, you see. That was to increase the hankering of Narada Muni to see the Lord. That was Krishna's kindness, you see. The Goswamis, they actually preferred that mood of where is Krishna, where is Krishna? Not, oh, I'm seeing Krishna. They preferred the mood of hankering for Krishna. Hey Radhe, Raja Devi Ke, Chalalite, Hey Nandasuna Kutaha. They prefer that mood of wandering around Vrindavan. Where is Krishna? Where is Radharani? Where are they? Are they on Govardhan? Are they in the bank of Jamuna? They preferred that mood, you see. So Krishna kindly will to increase the hankering, the loving feelings in the heart of his devotee, just like he left Vrindavan, you see. He gave the gopis so much nectar and then he removed himself. They were completely devastated by Krishna's separation. But that devastation increased their loving sentiments by millions and millions of times, you understand? So that is Krishna's kindness, to reveal himself and then to take himself away also. So the devotees are hankering, 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 hankering. Remembering, 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 remembering. In great intensity of love. So anything else? All right. So we thank you very much. Oh, a question? All right. Oh, yes. True renunciation means to engage everything in Krishna's service. And false renunciation means I don't touch it. It's like someone may lose their wallet, you see, and it's lying on the side of the road. One man, he comes by and says, oh, this is great. I can fill up my gas tank, especially now it's so expensive, $140 to fill up my gas tank. I can fill up my gas tank with this credit card. This is great. You see, he's a thief. Another man comes, he says, oh, I don't touch it, it's not my property. You see, I am renounced. Don't touch it. Just let it sit there. But then the owner doesn't get it back that way, you see. Either the person who steals and uses and steals the money, that is not good for the owner. And the person who leaves it sitting there, that's also not good for the owner. But the person who comes by and says, oh, someone has lost their wallet, let me return it to the owner, you see. Then that is very good. So the one who enjoys the money, he is karmi. The one who leaves the wallet sitting there, he is jnani. And the one who returns the wallet to the owner, he is bhakta. So he is the supreme renunciate. The one who engages that money back to the owner of the money. So our philosophy is to engage the entire world in Krishna consciousness. We do not shun the world. We want to engage the entire world in the service of Krishna. That is our mission. We want that all the high court judges should be wearing tilak. And that in every parliament building throughout the whole world, they will hold kirtan. Hare Krishna kirtan when they call their parliament into session. See, we don't want to artificially renounce. We want to engage everyone in Krishna consciousness. That is our mission. Okay? All right then. Thank you all very much. Grantharad Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.